News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Agitating farmer unions on Sunday remained firm on holding a tractor rally on the Republic Day and vowed to continue their stir till the agri laws are repealed, even as Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar urged them to discuss alternatives to scrapping the legislation at the next meeting scheduled for January 19. "We are prepared to sit in protest till May 2024. Our demand is that the three laws be taken back and the government provide a legal guarantee on the MSP," Bharatiya Kisan Union leader Rakesh Tikayat told reporters in Nagpur. The statement indicating little change in the union's stand came ahead of the Supreme Court hearing on Monday on the issue of agri bills and ongoing protests on Delhi's borders for over 50 days. The top court would also hear on Monday a plea of the central government filed through the Delhi police, seeking an injunction against the proposed tractor march or any other kind of protest by farmers which seeks to disrupt the gathering and celebrations of Republic Day on January 26. Addressing a press conference at the Singhu border protest site, union leader Yogendra Yadav said, "We will carry out a tractor parade on the outer ring road in Delhi on Republic Day. The parade will be very peaceful. There will be no disruption of the Republic Day parade. The farmers will put up the national flag on their tractors," he said, stressing that the farmer unions should give up their stubborn stand after the apex court stay on the laws on January 12. Agriculture Minister Tomar said they should come for a clause-by-clause discussion on Tuesday. "Now that the Supreme Court has stayed the implementation of these laws, then there is no question of being stubborn," Tomar told reporters before leaving for his home constituency of Morena in Madhya Pradesh. The government wants farmer leaders to come up for a clause-by-clause discussion at the next meeting on January 19. Except for the demand of repealing the laws, the government is ready to consider seriously and with an open heart other alternatives," he said. Union Home Minister Amit Shah too reached out, saying the Narendra Modi government is dedicated to farmers and the three central farm laws would ensure a manifold hike in their earnings. Since coming to power, the Modi government had increased the budget for the farm sector and also the minimum support price for various crops, he said, at an event in Bagalkot district in Karnataka. "I want to say that if there is any big priority of the Narendra Modi government, it is to double the farmers' income," he said. The apex court is also likely to take up the issue of a member recusing himself from the panel appointed by it to end the impasse between the agitating farmer unions and the central government, and may appoint another person in his place. The committee has received the terms of reference and will begin its work from January 21, its member Anil Ghanwat said. "We are meeting on January 19 at the Pusa campus. Only members will meet to decide the future course of action," Ghanwat, president of Shetkari Sanghathan Maharashtra, told PTI. One of the four members has backed out of the committee. "If the apex court does not appoint a new member, the existing members will continue," he said. Bharatiya Kisan Union President Bhupinder Singh Mann had recused himself from the committee last week. Apart from Ghanwat, agri-economists Ashok Gulati and Pramod Kumar Joshi are the other panel members. The Shiv Sena said on Sunday that it will take part in the hotly contested assembly elections in West Bengal this year. The announcement was made by Shiv Sena MP Sanjay Raut on Twitter. Raut, who is also the editor of the party mouthpiece Samna, said, "So here is the much-awaited update. After discussions with party chief Shri Uddhav Thackeray, Shiv Sena has decided to contest the West Bengal assembly elections. We are reaching Kolkata soon. Jai Hind, Jai Bangla." The party had contested the recently held Bihar elections but did not manage to win many votes. The Sena's plank for the elections in West Bengal is going to be its traditional stand of Hindutva. While Raut did not specify the number of seats the Sena will contest in West Bengal, he said a meeting was underway to discuss the nitty-gritties of the contest. "All I can say is discussion with Uddhav Thackeray ji has been done. and we will go to West Bengal soon, he said. Elections to the 294-member state assembly are due in April-May. The Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government's term gets over by May end. The BJP is going all out in its bid to dislodge the ruling camp in the state, while the Congress is working out a seat-sharing arrangement with the left front that had been overthrown by Banerjee's party after a 34-year rule in 2011. The Sena is in power in Maharashtra along with the NCP and Congress under the aegis of Mahavikas Aghadi. The chief executive of social media platform Parler, popular with American right-wing users but which virtually vanished after the US Capitol riot, posted a brief message on the company's website. Parler's app, however, remains offline. "Hello world, is this thing on?" Mads asked in a message dated Saturday, posted above a note from the company saying the platform would be restored after challenges were resolved. A little over a week ago, Apple Incorporated suspended the Parler from its App Store shortly after Alphabet-owned Google banned it from Google Play. The app is still unavailable for download on both platforms. Amazon.com Incorporated then suspended Parler from its web hosting service, effectively taking the site offline, unless it can find a new company to host its services. US right-wing social media users have flocked to Parler, along with other apps such as Telegram and social site Gab, citing the more aggressive policing of political comments on mainstream platforms such as Twitter Incorporated and Facebook Incorporated, which intensified after the January 6 Capitol riot. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry on Sunday issued a notice to Amazon Prime over its series Tandav. The move comes after several leaders protested against it, with BJP MP Manoj Kotak writing to INB Minister Prakash Javadekar seeking a ban on the series for ridiculing Hindu deities. Tandav stars actors Saif Ali Khan, Dimple Kapadia, Sunil Grover, Digmanshu Dhulia, Dino Moria, Kumud Mishra, Mohammad Zeeshan Ayub, Gohar Khan and Kritika Kamra, and premiered on the streaming platform on Friday. Filmmaker Ali Abbas Zafar has created, directed and produced the political drama with Himanshu Kishan Mehra, and it is written by Gaurav Solanki, best known for Article 15. The Mumbai Northeast MP said attempts are often made on such platforms to not show Hindu deities in good light. Different organizations and individuals have complained that Hindu gods and goddesses have been ridiculed in Tandav web series. Comments have been passed about them, Kotak said. The legislator said he has filed a complaint in this connection at the suburban Ghatkopar police station. Filed complaint against Tandav web series at Ghatkopar police station. Police has assured quick investigation, FIR under Section 295A of IPC, Section 67A of IT Act and Atrocities Act, producer, director, writer, actors and Amazon to be summoned soon. Ban Tandav now, boycott Tandav, he tweeted. The scene at the heart of the controversy relates to Zeeshan's Shiva doing a stage play where he is dressed as Lord Shiva. The sequence talks about how Lord Ram has become more popular today. When contacted, Amazon Prime Video PR said, "The platform won't be responding on the matter." Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.